And the reason why he actually decided on that was pretty much due to the fact that there's been a lot of stories doing the rounds, especially on social media. And we found it, or we thought it was actually expedient and necessary for us as a family to break our silence and speak from our own standpoint as to what we understand and know actually happened as far as the Christ missing is concerned.
What do you know up to this point?
Well, we certainly know everything to the point of his abduction, but as it pertains to his fate after the abduction.
If there's someone out there who might be holding Itai or who might know his whereabouts, what message do you want to send to that person or those persons?
Well, we're just appealing to their conscience for them to release our brother, our son, our father, as it were. That's just our appeal to whoever is holding Itai. Itai has a family, and the family looks up to him. As such, we are really appealing to whoever is holding Itai to come forward or to release him. We're appealing to their conscience.